Hosbill and some of his Gowson were on walltop patrol. He spied the three forms crossing the ditch below.
Show yourselves and be recognised. Are you friends or foe beast?
Gorath replied.
Logger log, Hosbill. It's me, Gorath, and I have two friends with me.
Proud to be addressed by his recently inherited title, Logalog Hosbill detailed two of his shrews to admit the badges. He called down in a loud whisper to Gorath.
Go round to the north wall gate, matey. We've got those brown rats still camped south of us.
Gorath and his friends were hurried inside by the Gowson. Abbot Dorcas met them at the entrance to Great Hall.
Gorath, they're out searching for you. Come in and bring your friends. I'm afraid the news isn't good. Come into the kitchens. Friar Chondras will fix you some supper. Then you can hear what's been going on.
The friar served them a supper of vegetable soup and pasties, crisp from the oven. Gorath introduced his new friends as they enjoyed Redwall's delicious hospitality. When he heard the old badger's name, the father abbot was impressed.
Welcome indeed, sir. Most scholars know that the title Tabura is only bestowed on the wisest and most learned badgers. It is a great honour for us to have you as our guest. But what's the purpose of your visit to Redwall Abbey?
The Tabura bowed courteously to the abbot, his eyes twinkling.
Most scholars know very little about my title. 'Tis a tribute to your knowledge of badger lore that you address me thus, Father Abbot. There are several reasons for my visit to your wonderful abbey, not the least of them being a desire to sample your good friar's outstanding cooking.
Chondras acknowledged the compliment with a radiant smile. The badger took the abbot's paw firmly.
I could tell by your face when we first met that you are beset with urgent problems of your own, Father. In the light of this, let us put aside my minor requests and concentrate on your troubles. Explain them, and I will see what help three badgers can offer.
As the abbot spoke, Gorath found his attention distracted by Salixa, who was listening intently to Abbot Dorcas. Gorath was plainly enchanted by the first badger maid he had ever met. Calmness and serenity seemed to radiate from this slender sable-furred creature. She possessed the most gentle and compassionate eyes. The young badger was studying her so intently that he had forgotten all about his food. Every beast thought that the Tabura had fallen asleep by the time Dorcas had finished relating the current situation. But they held a respectful silence until the wise badger's eyes opened and he spoke.
It is late. You all have things to do. Go about your business or off to your rest. Leave me here. I need to think. See to your own needs, friends, please.
Skipper felt concerned for the Tabura.
But what about your own rest, sir? You ain't young no more. You must be tired.
The old one shook his head.
I have learned discipline of body and mind long ago. The murder of one of your beloved creatures, the theft of your precious sword, one, possibly two bands of foe beasts threatening Redwall, and the three outside your walls, friends who may be in mortal danger. What are the problems of one old badger when you have troubles enough at your door? Leave me now.
Abbot Dorcas showed the Tabura downstairs to Cavern Hall.
Sit in the big armchair by the hearth. I'll see you aren't disturbed, friend. By the way, what problems aside from ours are on your mind?
The Tabura patted the abbot's paw, chuckling.
I care greatly for my ward Salixa, as I'm coming to do also for young Gorath. Did you not see them looking at each other? They are the sun and the moon. One is flame, the other is a calm lake. I know their fates are intertwined. I must see to it that no harm touches them. They are both very special creatures.
The abbot recalled the looks that had passed between both young badgers. He smiled at the old one.
Surely you are the wisest creature that ever lived.
The Tabura gave Dorcas one of his rare smiles.
Oh, the most sentimental old fool. I bid you good night, Father. We will meet again as the sun rises.
This ends Disc 8.